This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Come in. Put the kettle on. Let's catch up. Over some Milo.
Hello and welcome back to Over Some Milo. I'm Sameo.
And I'm Krishna.
And Emma is not here today. So while Emma is not here, we thought we'd delve into something that Emma could not care less about. And that is F1. So from two kind of beginner F1 fans, I'd say...
Wait, when did your fandom start?
My fandom started... Okay. Let me just be so for real. Being an F1 fan comes different to everybody. Yes. Like, my cousin saw an edit of... Sorry for outing you, but... She saw an edit of Toro Rosso Carlos Sainz.
Ooh.
And was like, who is that beautiful man? And then that's how she got into F1, like, 2 years ago. Oh, and her friend would constantly speak about McLaren and F1 a lot. Yes. And so she was like, wait, F1, you talk about F1. This man, this beautiful, beautiful man... is in F1? Wow, why did you say that? But she doesn't watch it because Carlos Sainz is beautiful, even though he is. She watches it for the actual race. Contrary to popular belief, women can watch F1 for the sport, not just because the men are attractive. Maybe some of them are, but that's not really my business, is it? Anyway, sorry, Krishna, what are you saying? I had to let that out first.
No, I was agreeing with you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. No, but a lot of dudes think that, oh, girls only watch F1 because of Charles. Listen, he may be one of the top five most attractive people I've seen in my life, but...
He may be a fine man.
Yes, he may be a fine, fine man,
and
but...
And I may have seen some lovely edits on my days.
Oh, the edits.
But besides that...
This is his job. This is a career.
Yeah.
And
he may be the reason why I got into F1, but after that, it just became a whole new aura.
Yeah, like, I don't get up at 1 a.m. to watch Charles go around in circles in his car and when I can't see his face. That's not what I get up for. You know, I get up for the actual race and the driving.
I got up for one race and I was like, literally, I was like on the edge of my bed and I was like pleading, oh my God, please, please,
exactly.
Please.
And we don't do that because the drivers are attractive. That's not, like, does that make sense?
Well, I was doing it for the team.
Exactly. So, everybody's intro to F1 is a little different. Mine is, so you know how Carlos is really pulling strings here for everybody. You know how he has his smooth operator little song?
Yes. Oh my
okay.
God.
So, last year, middle of last year-ish, I saw an edit of, not an edit, a video of Carlos Sainz's first smooth operator with Ferrari.
Mm.
And he was like, this is my first smooth operation with Ferrari, smooth operator. And I was like, I love this song, because I used to love that song. I was like, wait, who's smooth operating in F1? I'm so confused. And then I tried to follow F1, and maybe my approach was not right. But the first thing I did instead of just, like, you know, watching stuff about it was I searched up the rules and regulations.
Mm.
And I was like, this doesn't make sense. I give up. What I should have done was, like, okay, how many teams are there? Instead it was like, and you cannot go over the track limits, otherwise that is a 5-second penalty. And I was like, huh? I don't get it.
There's a penalty?
Exactly.
Yeah, I need to read these rules.
Yeah, and it's like, there's 5 different types of tires. And I was like, huh? And it really confused me. So I sort of, after 1 week of trying, I sort of let my F1 dream go. But then I would still see stuff about the races, and my cousins were obsessed with it. And I was like, okay, yeah, this is so interesting, but I don't get anything.
Yeah,
I get the lore, but I don't get the actual race.
Mm.
And so I sort of gave up on my F1 dream. However, my cousin took me to watch the F1 movie when it came out.
And I still haven't seen it.
You need to watch it. It's not the most realistic movie in the world, but you can't please everybody. Like,
this came up on my TikTok a few days ago, and it was like Charles and Brad Pitt just standing together.
What?
Yeah. And I was so confused.
Oh,
I was like, is this the race or is this the movie?
No, it's the movie. But, yeah, went to watch the movie, and I was like, wait. And my cousin was trying to explain stuff to me, and I was like, okay, don't explain anything, just let me watch the movie. Mm. After watching the movie, the race rules made sense by themselves.
Okay, then like, I need to watch it.
Yeah, and I was like, wait, so I've been avoiding such an entertaining sport because I didn't understand the written rules. I could have just watched a video of somebody explaining it and it would have been so much easier. But even without explaining it, the movie gives you enough context clues to pick up the rules by yourself.
Yeah.
And then that night, it was a Sunday, so Sunday night, or like Monday, 1 a.m., I guess, we watched the, I think it was the Canadian or the, I can't remember, or the Spanish? I can't remember which Grand Prix it was. Oh, no.
Yeah. Singapore?
No.
That's the one that just happened.
Yes. I can't remember, but it was the one before Silverstone. Doesn't matter. Listen, I'm not that serious right now. But I watched that and I was like, wait, this is amazing. And that was my true beginning of being an F1 fan. What about you?
Me? Okay. So it started with you in this room showing me an edit.
about Lando Norris.
Lando.
Oh, because we were talking about Lando's insane fans.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
So it started with Lando and then it started with Piastri.
Okay, just because I like Piastri.
And then the third one, my favourite. Leclerc.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
I feel that I know you to a point where I showed you, because I was like,
you showed me the perfect people.
Yes, because I was trying to make Krishna watch F1, because I was like, I can feel that you're interested in it. And Krishna has, her family has a little history with some, like, teams. So I was like, you have such a chance of being interested in this, just do it. And I was like, you know what? The only way to make her do this is to show her the lore. And so I did. We talked about Lando. I showed you Lando. And then I was like, wait, this isn't going to work. I need something stronger. And then I showed you my favorite driver, who's Oscar Piastri. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to show you the most depressing, gut-wrenching team on earth, Ferrari.
Oh, dear.
And Ferrari and Charles really did the trick.
Yes.
And here Krishna is waking up at 1 a.m. to watch the race. Perfect.
Oh, my God. Probably the... I love you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I will take all the credit. Yes, you're welcome.
I think without Samaya, I would not be in the position of watching the most amazing sport I am entertained by.
Exactly.
Because even football doesn't get me on edge.
Yeah, I think it's just because of the way football is filmed. It doesn't... Or, like, aired on TV. I'm not, a little
like,
lost.
I can sleep through football. I can't sleep through Ferrari. Like,
Ferrari?
F1, sorry, F1.
No, because F1, I'm currently a little angry about the F1 streams on F1 TV, but, you know, we'll get into that later. But the way it's aired makes it so interesting to watch. But,
yes,
that is our history. Our very short little brief history.
And then I showed my cousin a Charles edit, and she was like, ooh, maybe.
Like, I think people get really pressed with women appreciating F1 because of the way we speak about, like, the paddock fashion and the driver's girlfriends and the drivers themselves.
But it's all connected.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is, those things are a pathway to the sport.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, if you just told me that F1 is a bunch of guys spinning around...
Excuse me?
Yeah, like, I would not watch it. But if you told me that there's sprint races and there's qualifying and the rules and regulations, the car changes, the amount of people it takes to run an F1 car, the team strategy, the team calls, the driver... partner rivalry, the, you know, the amount of practice and lore that each driver has, the fashion in the paddock, that's what grabs my attention. Like, if you did not show me a picture of Lewis Hamilton in his peak prime outfits for Mercedes.
Oh my days, that was actually...
He had so... Well, he has, I'd say.
8 years of my days.
He has so much aura. But what I'm saying is if none of that was there, yes, I would be slightly less interested.
Yeah.
Like, I know that drivers hate media and stuff, but it makes me giggle a little. Like, I'm sorry you have to do that, King, but I laughed. So, sorry.
So I talked to my brother about this.
Yes. And also your brother, I know, is in the back of his mind an F1 fan. So yes. I was like, Krishna, why aren't you an F1 fan?
And we literally vibed about this on texting. That was so great. Like, okay. And we have never gossiped better about people.
Because they have so much lore.
Literally.
People are like, oh, all these people are just rich. They may be rich, but it's not what got them a seat. You have to be rich to get this high up in F1, because if you don't get sponsorships, all these things you have to fund for yourself. You don't really get that much money until you're in F2 and F1. Mm. So you have to be rich to get here. But that's not what gives you an F1 seat. You could be the richest man on earth. If you suck at driving, why would... These are the 20 best drivers on earth. If you suck at driving, why would a team kick out one of their amazing drivers to let you sit there?
You could be Bill Gates or Mukesh Ambani, and yet you probably haven't even driven a car in your last 5-year career.
Exactly. And it's like, they could give you the seat on the condition that you fund the entire team, you know, so they don't lose money for losing races. Mm. But it's about the money, yes, but it's about the aura. Why would they bother to keep racing if they're losing every single race and the only reason they're still there is because one of their drivers has a big company that's funding their whole team? Like Lance Stroll. Do you know who Lance Stroll is? He drives for... You can search it up. But Lance Stroll drives for Aston Martin and his dad, Lawrence...
Okay, got you. You say the team name.
And his dad, Lawrence Stroll, I think he's... very, very big sponsor for the team. At one point, he used to own the team, I think, when it was called Racing Point.
Hmm.
But everybody's like, oh, Lance Stroll is just there because of daddy's money. Maybe that's what got him there. And maybe that's, you know, part of his contract, that while his dad owns the team, he stays there. But I'm saying he's still one of the best 20 drivers on earth here right now.
Facts.
So... I don't like Lawrence... I forget his name. I don't like Lance Stroll. I do think he's a bit of a loser. I don't agree with some of his political beliefs, but, you know, none of my business. I can just leave him alone instead of hating because I'm normal. But, yeah. Everybody's like, oh, just a bunch of rich guys. Esteban Ocon was not rich. What's his name? Lewis Hamilton was not rich.
Hamilton looks so different back then.
Oh, yes, he does. I forget everybody's names when I'm put on the spot.
Franco, that are not rich?
Yes. Franco Colapinto was not rich. Like, a lot of these people... Oh, Gabriel Bortoleto, his brother gave up racing because his family could only afford to fund one child.
Mm.
So... it's really different. Like, Franco Colapinto lived by himself in Europe at 14 years old, above the mechanic's garage.
Damn.
And he had no friends. So they sacrificed a lot to be here.
I feel like they still do. Like,
of course.
Like, even though they're rich, they sacrifice a lot of their personal life and, like, just to, like, live up to their...
the standards that everybody's put on them. I agree. Like, I'm saying that I don't feel sorry for the drivers. I don't feel sorry one bit. Because you have enough money to quit for your whole life right now. But I am saying it must not be easy. I'm not saying that I feel bad for them, because I don't. And I think that they chose this life. And they knew what they were getting into.
But I saw a video the other day of Lewis. He was, like, actually, like, publicly telling on a podcast or something about his wealth.
Yeah.
And, oh, my days,
that man
I
is
was
rich.
Shocked.
Yes.
Like, but you probably have more than any prime minister in the world or, like...
They are filthy, filthy rich. And a lot of them live in tax havens, like parts of France and in Monaco, where... tax is extremely limited. which means that they get almost their entire full salary.
Mm.
So I don't feel sorry for you because you have to go and make a couple TikToks. I know that's not really part of, you know, race, but that's part of your job and that's why you get that much money. And the more media you do, the more viewers you get, the more money you get, the more you can get paid. So maybe...
And the more support you have.
Exactly. And support means everything. Therefore, I do not feel bad one bit for those drivers. But I am saying that they must be tired and they must be struggling. Mm. But it's their job. Everybody struggles a little at their job, you know. But yeah, I don't know where this was going.
What do we start from?
Yeah.
What was the issue?
The money thing. Everybody says they're just rich guys.
Oh, okay.
But,
yeah, got you.
Yeah, not all of them. I fail to remember everybody, but yeah, just trust me, I know.
Yeah, like, once you look at their entire history and, like, how it all works and the mechanisms.
Mm.
Did I get it right?
It's so interesting.
Yeah. Like, it just pulls you in, like, oh, you're just so interesting.
And the thing about F1 airing all these other things that are not during the race. During the race should only be airing the cars. Not sure why they're showing people who are not relevant. But F1 media showing a bunch of other stuff that is more than just the cars and the mechanics and the drivers is so that there's something for everybody in the F1 world. And I truly, truly agree. Fashion. There is so much fashion that happens in the paddock of the driver's girlfriends, the drivers themselves, the sponsorships and the partnerships that they have. Fashion has a very, very comfortable place in F1.
They all look like very... How do I say this? They look elegant but very classy. It's just so...
Not all of them.
Okay. I'm just thinking
Max Verstappen and his skinny jeans and Red Bull t-shirt every single day, every single race. And Oscar Piastri and his beige shorts and white t-shirt every single time. And
I feel like that's Charles too, just the jeans and his t-shirt.
Oh yeah, jeans and his Ferrari top. No, but yeah. Charles has a bit of a fashion game going on Instagram.
Outside of racing, yes.
Lewis Hamilton is top tier, I believe.
He has style.
Lewis Hamilton, Lando, Yuki. Is there anyone else? I don't know. But there is, you know, fashion has a place in Formula One. If you're not interested in the driving and you're interested in mechanics and, like, cars in general, you have a place in Formula One. If you're interested in gossip and drama, you have a place in Formula One. If you're interested in, like, lore and backstories and villain arcs, you have a place in Formula One. If you're interested in history and, you know, really old-timey, old mechanics, you have a place in Formula One. If you're interested in marketing, you have a place in Formula One. If you're interested in art design, livery design, like, graphic design, you have a place in Formula One.
All of the above.
Exactly.
You have a place. Just try.
Try the sport, bro. Trust me. Because, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Apart from or differently to other sports, there is a niche for everybody here. And I think that's why it has so many fans. And I think people that hate on other F1 fans for not knowing enough or not knowing the same things they know are a bunch of losers. So that's that.
I swear, like, people... Okay, just because a driver bet... Like... Oh, my God, how do I...
Form your thoughts. You got this.
Okay, just because a driver sped up and overcrossed your favourite-looking driver... Okay, for example...
Don't scrutinise what we just said not to do.
What?
Okay. I just said that...
you lost me.
Sorry, I lost myself as well. Don't hate on people who... Watch F1 because their drivers are attractive. That's their own business, not ours.
Literally. Like,
I'm not going to become a hater.
Like, okay. For example, Verstappen.
I love Verstappen, even though he's a little bit racist.
He's great. Okay. Videos are the only time I see him laugh, otherwise he's so serious.
Oh, yes, of course.
For example, he raced and he overtaked
Overtook.
Overtook. Thank you. My English is not English today. He overtook Charles in the race, and just because Charles is more great-looking than Verstappen doesn't mean you hate on him.
Exactly. People are putting out hate anywhere. For what? Like, racing is racing. I fear you cannot hate anybody for
it. I swear to God, if you are jealous that Charles has a girlfriend and you're too much in love with him and you hate her, oh my days.
That's what I was saying about Lando's fans the other day. Mm. Like, Lando's girlfriend might be problematic. How is that your business?
It is their relationship.
Exactly.
And you're not in it.
And everyone's, like, hating because it's like, well, Lando supports people with, wrong morals or wrong beliefs. Okay, then don't support Lando. No need to leave hate comments under his page. What is he going to do? Tell his girlfriend, wait, I can't be with you anymore because user 3x10 I love Lando hot 2 said, Lando, don't be with her. She's racist. So I'm sorry. I have to break up with you. That's not really how it works, mate. Maybe just keep your opinions to yourself.
I've had this one statement in my head for weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
Grow up. Don't be a child. Like,
yeah, like, people who can't keep their opinions to themselves. My goodness me.
Like, okay, you love them? Great. You support them? Great.
Yeah, like, but, me too.
Yeah, like, Charles, anytime.
Yeah, woo! No, but I agree, like...
Like, I wouldn't... Just because I don't like the dog or the girlfriend doesn't mean I'm going to hate on him, you know? I love them both, but, like, just say example.
Yes, Leo. Yeah, no, I love them... all, except Lance Stroll, because he's... I'm not a Lance Stroll hater, but I'm not a Lance Stroll liker.
Okay, they may all look good, but some people just have such different opinions that vary.
Yes, like, I don't understand why you would actively go and hate on them. These are just random dudes. Like, you hating on them is not going to make them lose their job. They're still earning the same amount of money. You're just making them feel bad about it. What's the point?
They're still going to be rich. They're still going to be racing.
Exactly. Your little comment's not going to do too much, so maybe just don't.
And at some point, 6 months later, they might even delete your comment.
Yeah, like, I'm not sure there's much you can do about that. But I'm saying, and some of them have odd political beliefs and odd morals that I truly, truly do not agree with, like Lance Stroll and a little bit of Lando Norris. But I'm not going to leave hate comments every time I see Lando on my For You page. I'm not going to do a thumbs down. If Lando does a good race, he does a good race. Mm. If Lando wins the world championship, he wins the world championship. I'm not going to be, like, for lack of a better word, I'm not going to be pissy about it.
Like, all we're saying is fall in love with F1 because of everything, not because of the boys. Like,
wait, Krishna, that's just what we said not to say. Krishna, your heart is in the right place.
Thank you. I'm
saying fall in love with F1 for whatever you want, but appreciate it all.
Yes.
Appreciate that these are their own people.
Like, if you love the gossip, love it, but don't make it a big whole drama and just
If you love the gossip, love the gossip.
Yeah.
Don't spread hate, don't spread misinformation, and don't be negative about it.
Keep it simple.
Like, everything is never that serious.
Mm.
Like, my favorite. Okay, maybe not my favorite. But when George Russell was like, and he lashes out with unnecessary anger and borderline violence. And everybody found out that was, like, scripted. He had thought about saying that, and he asked the interviewer to ask him a follow-up question so that he could say that. Why are you pressed? This guy wanted to give out his real opinion. Like, gosh.
He's so straightforward.
Exactly. Because obviously he's not going to be allowed to be like, I hate Max Verstappen, big fat loser, loser, loser. So he said, hey, mate, ask me a question. And instead of saying, I hate Max, I'll say, this guy is the angriest guy on earth. And it's okay. Like, that's the drama. Whoa, we're all going to die. Whoa, no. Let it go. Grow up and let it go. It's never that serious.
Like, it's not like you're going to book a flight, go there, and literally sit him down and talk to him.
George, how could you say that? Yeah, like, fall in love with F1 because there is something for everybody in there, I believe.
Yeah.
but don't be negative about it. Never spread hate, never spread misinformation, and don't be mean.
Keep it simple.
Yeah. Keep it real.
Keep it real.
Keep it real, keep it simple, and don't be a hater.
Yeah.
Those are my final messages.
I'll actually post that.
Yeah. That's it from us today, guys. And I think those are our final words. Hope that sits with you. Hope you remember, and hope you give if one a shot. This is Sameya
and Krishna
over and out.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.